I'm Maria. This is Friar Roderick here for AirMaria.com, and we're in the Connecticut Legislation Building, and we are here with Chelsea Rankin of the Family Institute of Connecticut. How are you doing, Chelsea?
Great. How are you?
Great. We just heard you talk at the rally, and you were able to command the crowd there with great applause. And so tell me about your new mission with the Family Institute of Connecticut.
Well, we want to have this youth wing to use the youth to recapture our state, because youth can make a huge difference wherever they are.
Right.
I mean, this is the future. There's a lot of you folks, and I see a lot of you out here today who are young, who share our values, high school students, college students. Please call our office. We want to form you into a new pro-family youth wing. We also have someone here today who's going to speak on behalf of that youth wing. This is a first glimpse of the Family Institute's next generation. I'd like you all to meet Chelsea Rankin, and she's going to speak.
Years ago, twin 16-year-old brothers. You can't hear? All right. Can you hear now? Okay. 3 years ago, twin 16-year-old brothers Alex and Brett Harris launched a website called The Rebellution. It was a combination of two words, rebellion and revolution, rolled into one, The Rebellution. Essentially, it was a rebellion against rebellion, an organization challenging young adults to rise above the low standards of today's culture, to step outside their comfort zone, and to develop character and competence within themselves. The website turned into something larger than Alex and Brett ever imagined. It touched thousands of teens and college students across the world who were tired of being defined by the low expectations of our culture. And it began to stir them to action. Alex and Brett began to travel across the country hosting seminars and recently wrote a book called Do Hard Things. Due to the work of Alex and Brett, young adults are now beginning to defy low cultural expectations. We are beginning to prove to the world how capable we really are. Today I'm here to introduce the new youth wing for the Family Institute of Connecticut. The working name of this organization is IFIC, and our motto is Dare, Defy, Do. Three simple yet powerful words. Basically, they stand for dare to make a stand, defy low cultural expectations, and do the hard stuff. Now, you might ask, why the rebellious terms? Well, the fact is that during the Revolutionary War, the Patriots were labeled as rebels, yet they were fighting for a cause they believed in and knew was right. The founders of our nation were rebels, Washington, Jefferson, Adams. They all rebelled against the norm, against the tyranny of Britain. And throughout history, the same scenario has occurred time and time again. So now, we're starting a rebellion of our own. A rebellion against apathy. A rebellion against following the masses. A rebellion against allowing the culture to define us. But not only a rebellion. A group of young adults who aren't afraid to shatter the myths of today's culture. A group willing to speak out for justice and stand up for what is right. Yes. Students with the flame of truth burning in our hearts. An awakened generation who has chosen to transform our culture. As the youth wing of FIC, we have opportunities to collaborate with other young people, while at the same time developing character and competence within ourselves. We have opportunities to lobby at the Capitol, to speak on important bills before committees, and ultimately to develop a strategy to recapture our state. Unlike what you may have heard, there is a growing movement of young people in Connecticut who are pro-life and pro-family, who stand for traditional values. These are young people who, just like Alex and Brett, refuse to allow society to look down on us and have chosen to set an example. Our time has arrived. This is our now. Dare, defy, do. It's a choice. Thank you.
Don't believe what you hear about the youth. The youth, the future, belongs to people like Chelsea Rankin. That is the future. That is our youth.
It seems the press always likes to focus on the youth when they go to a rally or something, which is understandable because, as you said in the rally, the youth is the future, right?
Right, right. Very much so.
And it's just, it seems the press is always taken the youth as being a bellwether of what the future will hold. So what you're going to do is really very important as far as guiding the youth in that direction.
Yeah, and if you look throughout history, oftentimes it was young people and youth who made a huge difference and were able to impact the culture.
Right. So as far as any of the social movements and stuff was very much occurred when the youth were very active in the 60s and such.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And William Wilberforce, the man who abolished the slave trade in Great Britain, he was very young, one of the youngest members in, I believe, the House of Commons when he abolished the slave trade. And George Washington was very young when he started making a difference as well.
Wow. So what are you going to plan to do with this? What's the organization called, the youth?
Oh, right now it's IFIC. That may change later, but right now it's IFIC.
But it's a youth branch of the Family Institute of Connecticut,
yes.
Right? And you also mentioned a rally cry called Dare, Defy, and Do. Dare, Defy, and Do. That sounds very interesting. Sounds like you're really on a warpath there, I guess.
Yeah, it stands for Dare to Make a Stand, Defy Low Cultural Expectations, and Do the Hard Stuff.
So the defy the low standards is very interesting. So you take offense at some of the low expectations that people have of your of the youth today, right?
Yes, yeah. People have very low expectations for youth, and so we want to defy those low expectations of an ungodly culture.
Right. So you're saying that the very fact that people do not expect high standards from the youth is really very insulting to the youth and very degrading too.
Right, and youth are capable of so much, and
right.
People need to realize that.
Especially in regard to the morality, right? That's
right.
What heroes are made of, and that's what youth really like, actually.
Exactly, yeah.
Great. Well, this is very interesting, Chelsea. Are you prepared for the battle ahead? What will that involve? You'd be many hours involved? Or?
I'm sure it will be many hours involved, many meetings, a lot of different things like that, lobbying at the Capitol. But it should be fun. It should be a fun battle.
So you're going to lobby with the youth at the state legislature, huh?
We are. We're going to be doing that and speaking on important bills before committees. And
well, that's very exciting. You seem very confident for such a big battle ahead of you. So I'm really very impressed. And God bless you with everything you do.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Chelsea. Ave Maria, this is Friar Roderick for AirMaria.com, and God bless you.